Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Let's go to the United States and to New Hampshire, where Republican and independent voters go to the polls soon in the state's Republican primary after the departure of the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis. It's now a head-to-head between former President Donald Trump and the woman he appointed as UN Ambassador, Nikki Haley. For the latest, I'm joined by news director at WSHU Public Radio, Terry Sheridan. Terry, thank you very much for joining us today. So let's start with the fact that Ron's gone. Gone, Ron. How does that impact this?
Well, the support didn't go to Nikki Haley, surprisingly enough. Much of it went to Trump, and Donald Trump has built his lead over Nikki Haley. And in some cases, it's as much as a 19-point lead at this point, 56% to 34, you know, we're seeing. It's she picked up some and she closed the gap, but it looks to be about a 15 to 19-point lead that Donald Trump has.
Okay, which is extensive. But I was reading this morning, and I mentioned there specifically, this is Republicans and independents who will be deciding this one in New Hampshire. And Nikki Haley is hoping that the independents will come in and bat for her.
Absolutely. And that's the wild card in this race, because the independents in New Hampshire, while they may be conservative, they're not the MAGA conservatives. So she is banking that she could pick up many of those, which is what New Hampshire has traditionally done in the primaries. It's known to throw curveballs, to use an American term, to the front runner, where we can see what happens. And for Nikki Haley to succeed, for her to realistically move on, she needs either to win, that doesn't look likely, or she still has to be a very close second. A 10-point loss probably would not be enough.
She's been a little careful when she has been going on the attack, and I'm putting that in inverted commas, against Trump, mindful of the support that he has. And I want to just play you a few examples of the attack lines that Nikki Haley has used to criticize Donald Trump in recent days. The first one coming after Trump appeared to confuse Nikki Haley with Nancy Pelosi.
I'm not saying anything derogatory, but when you're dealing with the pressures of a presidency, we can't have someone else that we question whether they're mentally fit to do this.
Do you get just total freedom to do whatever you want? No, that's never the way it was intended to be. There needs to be accountability. No one is above the law.
And let me tell you, everything Donald Trump's put up there is a lie. And if you have to lie to win, you don't deserve to win.
Yeah, you see, it's interesting, isn't it, Terry? She is going on the attack, undoubtedly, but there is some level of measure to her words because his support is so massive.
Absolutely. I mean, and she only started to really attack him personally over the past week or so, specifically over the past weekend. She beforehand had been pitching this as, hey, we need to make a generational change. We can't have a 77-year-old Republican former president running against an 81-year-old current president. And she generally brought up the cognitive decline issues. She says we need some young leadership. But over the weekend, she attacked Donald Trump more and more. She had tried to stay away from that, much like Ron DeSantis did, because they did not want to alienate the MAGA wing of the party, because even if she got the nomination, she would have to win their support to make sure that they come out to the polls to vote for her in a general election if she was the candidate.
There's no doubt that he's going to go full force after her now.
Oh, absolutely. He's already started. I mean, he's playing a trope that he did against Barack Obama by referring to President Obama as Barack Hussein Obama. He's calling her by her formal name, Nimrata. She is the daughter of Indian immigrants to the United States. He has questioned her eligibility to run for president because she is the daughter of immigrants. So he's going full blast at her, just to try to finish her off here and now.
Mm-hmm. Her big fight, though, will be in her home state, won't it, if she stays in the race that long?
If she gets to it, it would be big. Donald Trump right now has a 61 to 25 point lead over Nikki Haley right now. So yes, if she comes out of New Hampshire a winner or a very close second, she might have some momentum, but she still has a very big uphill battle. Donald Trump would like to finish her off tomorrow so that she drops out.
And is that the criteria for her and for her campaign team, that she would need to run him pretty close in New Hampshire to stay in it?
Yes, because as you said, it's because of the independent voting factors. If she can't appeal to independents in New Hampshire, she's not going to appeal to the more conservative, the more MAGA people, you know, elsewhere in the country, especially in the South and especially in the Midwest.
What happens then if she drops out? Do the primaries continue to run for the Republican Party?
Yes, the primary. Here's the interesting thing. The primaries will continue to run. The nominee will have to pick up the delegates in order to be the official nominee. Now, she will probably not end her campaign tomorrow, much like Ron DeSantis and Chris Christie. They'll suspend the campaign, which means they'll still be on the ballot, but they're not actively campaigning. They can still raise money, and they can still have all the perks of being a candidate on how and where they spend their money. Mm-hmm. And it's also an insurance policy. If something does happen to Donald Trump, whether it's a health issue, whether it's a legal issue, that they're still on the ballot, so that it's sort of a plan B.
So she is and has said a number of times, look, this guy, Donald Trump, is distracted with all of those legal cases. That's not really going to fly, though, because what we have seen is that every time he faces a new legal challenge, his support increases.
Absolutely, because he's not treating his legal or his court appearances as legal issues. He's treating them as campaign issues. So last week when he was disruptive in court, yes, he might have been censored. Yes, he might be asked to leave if he continues with a few other days of the trial. But when he does that, it's sort of like rally, and he firms up his MAGA support and pulls in a few more supporters.
All right. Well, Terry, really important for us to keep an eye on the level of support for Nikki Haley and how close she manages to run Donald Trump in this New Hampshire primary. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Coming up next, we're going to discuss how Ireland's deportation system is working.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.